This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Riyadh wa Jazi. We're coming to another episode of Rock Ramadan 2018, day 27. We're still talking about the previous from the seal of the Prophet Muhammad. Now Prophet Muhammad is about, 56 years old. He was 55, the previous year, when Badr happened, the Battle of Badr happened, he was about 55. A year later, he was 56. That's where the Quraysh, because they could not swallow the fact that they have lost the Battle of Badr, so they decided to attack the Muslims. And the Prophet ﷺ, he consulted with the Sahaba. He saw a dream and he told them that in that dream he saw some cows being killed. He saw a crookedness, in his sword. He interpreted that as some bloodshed will happen, and killing will happen to his companions. And a member of his family, was going to, he interpreted that he was going to get killed. In that vision that he saw, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So his opinion was not to come out. But those Sahabi, especially those who did not participate in Badr, they were so adamant that, we want to proceed with war. And so the Prophet went inside, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he put his gear, and then he came out, and then those Sahabis who kind of persuaded and pushed the Prophet to accept the suggestion to go for the war, they decided that maybe, we were a little bit harsh on the Prophet. And then they said, Ya Rasulullah, let's not go. And then the Prophet said, it is not befitted for the Prophet who puts his gear on to, remove it. And here is definitely an amazing lesson that when you make a decision, you proceed with it. When a decision is made and there's a consensus in it, khalas, you move on with it. This is one of the lessons we learn here. But at any rate, they came out and they met in the in Uhud. Uhud is not far from Medina. Yeah, and you can see from the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad, you can have a view to the Mount of Uhud. That's where they met. This time, the Muslims were about 1,000, right? On the way, 300 hypocrites, they retreated. They said, the Prophet initially did not want to come, so they just retreated. So they were left with 700. From the Quraysh side, led by Abu Sufyan, there were 3,000. 3,000, you have something called Maymana, Maysara, and then the heart. Maymana, the right-hand side of the battlefield, of the army, and then the left side. And then you have the heart. The heart was led by Abu Sufyan. And you have Ikrimah and Khalid ibn al-Walid. Khalid ibn al-Walid was not Muslim at the time, right? And then from the Muslim camp, you have Zubair wa Ali and Hamza radiallahu anhum ajma'in. They did notice, some Muslims notice, in this, it's called the Mount of the Archers, in the land of Uhud, subhanAllah. There's this small mount, and Khalid ibn al-Walid was not camping there, but he was with his, an army of 300 and 700, and then 2,000 led, by Abu Sufyan. So he had 300, and the Muslims, they saw that there was something, fishy about, Khalid ibn Walid. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent 50 Sahabis led by Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and he told them not to move, to go and to remain in that mount and not to move from their positions. So the instructions were very, very clear. Whether you see us winning or losing, stay put. The battle started. There was no time to do any duel whatsoever. And the Muslims straight went after the one holding or carrying the flag, because from each camp or from each army, there's always somebody, carrying a flag, the flag of the army. And then if the flag goes down, is a symbol that, that army has lost the battle. So the Muslims, Zubair and Ali, right away they went straight for the one carrying, that holding the flag, and killed him. And then there was another person who carried the flag. Seven people carried that flag that day, and they were all killed. As soon as the flag goes up, it goes down. So Quraysh, you know, got really, subhanAllah, shaken, and they started retreating. In no time, the battle was over. But then what happened was, everything took a switch because of only a handful of people, subhanAllah, who did not follow the clear instructions of the Prophet. If I were to ask you today, now, how many Muslims today are not obeying or following some of the sunans of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? And we wonder what's happening to us today, to the Muslims. What really happened, we'll talk about it in the next episode of Rock Ramadan 2018. Riyad al-Razazi saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.